Have you ever been to a really great gig? The best performers in the world come on stage as if it was already the encore and take it on up from there. Whether it's out-and-out rock acts such as AC/DC, Deep Purple, Guns N' Roses, Janis Joplin, The Darkness or the Red Hot Chili Peppers, all-round performers such as Madonna, Prince and Kylie, or something more sublime such as Kate Bush, B.B. King, Peter Gabriel, Nina Simone or Sinatra, Streisand or Motorhead. The point is that top acts know how to hit peak performance time after time. How does this translate into the crazy world of work? Well, there's no rehearsal on stage. If something goes wrong, you got to roll with it, unlike business where you can call for another meeting or delay the project deadlines. This means a great deal of practice beforehand, the ability to improvise and profit from accidents along the way, or a bit of both of those things. These are the skills of high performance, whether it's in the world of music or at work. Let there be rock and let it roll. So high performance requires the following elements: preparation, both mental and physical. The important thing about rehearsal is you leave sufficient room to take advantage of surprises, pleasant or otherwise. Delivery and execution, having the vision, foresight and the detailed sequential thinking needed to ensure smooth execution. And learning and reinvention, noticing what actually happens and then improving your current performance levels. Sometimes you must start over to keep yourself alive. So, rock and roll's about high performance, being on stage, perspiring as much as being inspired. I hope you'll enjoy this part of the book.